In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, Paul asked these questions. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded? In verse 7, Paul, for a moment, zeroes in on the one who has brought charges. There's an issue going on in Corinth where people were taking trivial matters to the courts. And Paul asks the plaintiff, and he says, bro, why did you do it? This is a big loss for you and the church in regards to your witness for Christ. Just take the loss. Hold loosely to the things of this world. Don't show everyone that your treasure is on earth. Live as if your treasure is in heaven, where rust and moth cannot destroy it. No one can defraud you there. And then Paul aims the gun at the guilty party, the one who did the defrauding, and also at the church at large, and gives this mega warning. He says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? At this point, Paul is giving a foreboding warning to that professed brother who defrauded another brother. In verse 8, he goes on to say, you wrong and defraud your brother. And then in verse 9, Paul says, the unrighteous, the wrongdoers, will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, if the persistent pattern of your life is the love and living out of sin, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Is Paul saying that this man, this wrongdoer, will lose his inheritance? Will he have lost his salvation? No. He's saying that if this man's pattern of life continues in that particular trajectory with no repentance, then his name was never written in the will in the first place. The unrepentant and persistent actions of this wrongdoer's life proves he was never in line to inherit the kingdom of God. Today when you pray, please pray for Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Songhai Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.